So it would behoove you to get your ears open. Because I'm not reading from a Reader's Digest. I'm reading from the Word of God. And that includes, I don't care what color your skin is, I don't care what nationality you may be, I don't care what language you speak, this is for you. And if you ever need to learn and know, you need it today. That's how the early church was, that's why they were so successful, that's how they survived. If you read church history, you'll find out they were, the church, through the church history, Christians were severely punished, persecuted. Some of them were burned at stakes. Some of them were lit up like a, they poured oil on them and burned them like a, and they called them, that's where the name Roman Canada came from. They were fed to lions. They were tortured. You know, it's what Satan's trying to get back. That's what he's trying to do to the United States now. Because we start out a godly nation. Hello? And so we start out a godly nation. We dedicate this nation to God. And we said one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. Isn't that right? I know you, they taught us, I don't even know if they do it now, pledge allegiance to the flag. You know, they're trying to get currency, in God we trust, trust of our currency and our coins. Everything that has to do with God, they want to get rid of it. Why? Desensitize you. Let you sit there and watch Matlock all the time. Lure you away from the Word of God. But you don't have a prayer life. You don't want God. Any little thing said, you offend it. You go home and sit up and look at the wall. You're gonna have to get a hide tougher than that. Because everybody ain't gonna, and I don't care who you what church you go to, they preach the gospel, they ain't gonna say everything you like. There'll be some things said going to rub you the wrong way. Are you tough enough to sit there and plow through it till you get to the light? What I mean by that, because you may not be seeing it the way they see it. Maybe some stuff in your eyesight, spiritual eyesight. You may have heard too much tradition. And that'll stunt your growth. But if you'll take this word and get past your flesh and your mind, get your mind renewed and get your flesh under control, you can grow up and stuff can be said to you. And you'll get it done. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. But the Comforter, you see it on the screen, which is who? Whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. How many things? He shall do what? Teach you all things. And now you see why the enemy don't want you. He really don't care that much if you get saved, long as you don't do anything. But if you get saved full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Word, you become a threat to him. He's shaking in his boot because he know you can cast him out anytime, anywhere, in the name. If you don't know that, he'll run over your life. Keep you bound up with all kinds of stuff. Hallelujah. You hear the world before you hear the word. He shall teach you all things. And bring all things to your remembrance. How many things? Whatsoever I have said unto you. He's a teacher, and he brings back what he said to your remembrance. What? So you can do. Hello? Go to the 15th chapter, 26th verse. 16th chapter, that's 15, 26. Watch it. 26. But when the Comforter, have we got it yet? No. Yeah, there we go. But when the Comforter is what? Whom I will send unto you from the Father. Even what is he? Even the Spirit. What is he? Which what? Proceedeth from the Father. Come on, come on, y'all. Come on, thank you. He shall testify of who? See, he's going to teach you all things. He's going to bring all things to your remembrance. He's not going to testify of the devil. And so when somebody get up talking about that tongue business is of the devil, you just know right away that's the devil talking. Because, see, the Holy Spirit ain't going to say that. He's not going to tell you that Jesus doesn't heal. He's going to testify of Jesus. Whatever he hears the Father say, whatever he hears Jesus say, he will speak. He's not going to speak on his own. He's sent to repeat, to bring, to say to you what the Father and Jesus says. He made his home right here. To have enacted in your life, you have to stay full. There's a commercial. I don't remember exactly how it goes, but it had to do with drinking. And he said, stay full, my friend, stay full. If you want the power to flow, you got to stay full. What Jesus has to say, what the Father has to say, the Holy Spirit is here to reveal, to make known, to teach. Let's go a little further. Hello? Thank you, Jesus. The next chapter, 16, 13. Howbeit, when you hear people start calling the Holy Spirit it, that thing, you know they don't know it. Because he's not a thing. He's not a it. He's the third person in the Godhead. And the Bible says when he, the Spirit of truth. Who is he? The Spirit of truth. All right, hold your place. Hold your place. we come right back there.